Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Shopping for a great gift for the guys in your life is hard. Mack Weldon has you covered. From their perfect-fitting underwear and socks with real silver woven into the fabric to keep him cool and fresh all day, to their amazing Ace sweatpants that look so good he can wear them to the office, a gift from Mack Weldon will have him looking and feeling his best. This year, gift-giving for the guys in your life just got solved. Get 20% off your first order at MackWeldon.com, promo code WIRED. That's 20% off at MackWeldon.com, promo code WIRED. What happens when machines find their creative muse? Artificial intelligence algorithms are creating portraits, movies, and music, though the results are often mechanical. By Will Knight. In March 2018, an eerie portrait created by an artificial intelligence program sold at Christie's auction house for almost $500,000. A few months later, a movie written and directed by an AI algorithm was released amid much hype. And this March, a record company signed an AI artist for the first time. Artificial creativity is the subject of the second episode of the Sleepwalkers podcast, an ongoing series exploring the implications of AI. Machine-made art has flourished in recent years, thanks to advances in AI, and some examples are both impressive and unnerving. After all, creativity is something we like to think of as uniquely human. The episode passes a critical eye over AI art and asks what it means for us to live among machines that seem not only intelligent, but increasingly creative, too. Filmmaker Oscar Sharp and data artist Russ Goodwin created an AI program called Benjamin that produced the AI movie Zone Out. Starring Thomas Middleditch of Silicon Valley, Sharp spent years seeking a technology that would let a machine write creatively, and Goodwin showed him how AI programs can now produce passable poetry and prose. Take the verse below, for example. The dream is like a shiny black hair, and the sun is like a dream. I stand up and watch the sun shine on a single day, and the sun is a chance to accomplish from the springs of my own delight. It reads like something a tortured beatnik might dream up. Like other creative AI algorithms, its creator learns by feeding on example data, thousands of actual poems, before regurgitating something statistically similar. Recently, something magical happened, says Sebastian Thrun, a prominent AI researcher in the episode. The field has discovered something called machine learning. With AI, computers can now find their own rules. You just give them examples. Of course, AI creativity is quite different from human inspiration. Machines can only capture and reproduce our inventiveness, as reflected in training data. To some, that's an invitation to be creative. Janelle Shane, a research scientist and author of the blog AI Weirdness, uses AI to create everything from weird pickup lines to bizarre recipes with ingredients like chopped whipping cream and instructions including fold water and roll it into cubes. Shane's creations show how dumb and imitative AI programs actually are. Her recipes are created by an algorithm, which is itself a form of recipe. It takes something that's very ordinary and mixes it up into this sort of surrealistic thing that sounds like the original, but the meaning has been completely changed, Shane says. So, while AI won't make human creativity obsolete anytime soon, it can help us understand the technology's limits. According to Thrun, the AI scientist, this is worth remembering if we want to avoid creating AI systems that reflect our worst selves. I can promise you, whatever you get out reflects the data you put in, he says. It's up to us, the people, to make responsible decisions and eradicate certain biases in society that exist today. I promise you, if you work hard on this, AI technologies will reflect that.